Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection, and this is my weekly blog talk radio, internet radio show called Conscious Connection. It's me, Gary Stewart, your host. Today, my guest is a very good friend of mine and fellow Constellation associate who I've known for years. Her name is Francesca Mason Boring. She's a facilitator and trainer of family constellations. She's an enrolled member of the Shoshone Nation, and she's the author of Connecting to Our Ancestral Past, Healing Through Family Constellation, Ceremony, and Ritual. It's by North Atlantic Books. It was published this year in 2012. She also has another book called Coyote Dance on Lumina Press that was published in 2005. Francesca also has publications in German and Dutch, and she serves on the advisory board of The Knowing Field. That's a professional journal for constellation facilitators globally. I'm also an author who subscribes to that, and I create articles for it as well. She's been a regular contributor and to the International Language Journal on Systems Constellations. She's presented at numerous international congresses on historical and transgenerational trauma and universal indigenous knowing field and family systems constellation. She served on the faculty of the International Intensive Constellation Training in Southern Germany since May 2007, and she's also trained with masters of family human systems constellations, as well as her own elders and Aboriginal teachers, providing family and organizational constellations that are instrumental in the development of nature and environmental constellations. One of her hallmarks is constellations as ceremony and community constellation, which I personally participated in, and I find them fantastic. We'll talk more about that in our interview. She's facilitated and taught family systems constellations in Germany, Holland, Switzerland, Italy, Canada, Australia, Singapore, South Africa, and, of course, these United States. Let me get her on the line so we can continue the conversation. Hello, Francesca, are you there?
Yes, how are you, Gary?
Wonderful. I just said a mouthful with all your credentials, and aside from all that, which is fantastic, you're just a fantastic person and actually a real gift to humanity, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, well, it's a mutual admiration society, and I think that my real admiration comes from the way that you make constellation work so accessible to people. This is one of the ways. I just recently got had the opportunity to listen to, which I think that's one of the things that people can listen, not just read, but I was able to listen to one of the reviews that you did for Hellinger's Laws of Healing, Getting Well.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that that a person could, on the Hellinger website, actually listen to your review. So,
he had asked me personally to do that, and I was very excited to do it.
Yeah, so the way that you've done that, the way that you've done introductory YouTubes on constellation work, I've actually several times referred people to those so that they could get a little bit better sense, sort of a one-on-one, someone actually speaking with them and telling them a little bit about the work. So I really appreciate, and I think that that's what I have such an affinity for with your work is that concept of making it really available to people.
Yes, absolutely. And you as well. I mean, you're all over the planet here, so I feel really blessed to have you here. And the thing that I really love about what you do, having participated in Los Angeles and at the different conferences that we've met and attended and presented at, is that you bring in the first people's consciousness, the Aboriginal and indigenous consciousness to this work. And I really think that's absolutely masterful. And it's really essential considering the perpetrator energy of the white people who came to North American shores and the atrocities that happened because of that. I really think we have to start from scratch as a civilization, and the best way to heal those wounds is to honor the first peoples.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really, really thank you for that. And I am Shoshone. On my mother's side, I'm of Shoshone descent, and so part of my affiliation with that awareness is my own tribal background. And I've been very fortunate that I worked with a lot of people from various tribes when I worked in California. And then the trainings that I've given for facilitators, it's been really beautiful that there have been a really wonderful mix of people from Aboriginal backgrounds and from backgrounds of European descent and both. And so I think that it's been a really beautiful thing to see how Hellinger's work, perhaps partly because it had roots in his own history in Africa, but it's really wonderful to see how this work is really presentable as a mainstream tool, but it also has this ability to be very holistic and to really honor the different types of indigenous technologies that exist. Circle technology, things like smudging for clearing a space, really somehow being aware of and being respectful of ancestors and elders. And so I think that it's something I often am really aware that all of us are just so recently removed from those kinds of concepts. So I sometimes talk about a universal indigenous because we all originally come from the tent, and, you know, were it not for the past several hundred years, most people, their conversations would be, you know, very, very inclusive of dreams and ancestral presence and consciousness and visiting and all of those things. So I'm so grateful that Constellation Work gives a space for this indigenous consciousness. That, for me, is such a gift, and it is so unique in that. That's the only part that's a little, sometimes a little sad, but I think that many disciplines are expanding because we're also starting to see that there are lots of different research projects that are finding things. There was a lovely article about, and I think that some folks involved in Constellation Work had seen it on Facebook postings and things like this, but a beautiful research project that was done, I believe it was out of England, where it was noted that young people who thought about their ancestors in advance of taking academic tests did better. They actually did better on the test. And they could think of other wonderful things. They could think of their friends. They could think of any number of other positive images. But nothing had the same degree of direct impact on testing as did their just moment of thinking of the people that they came from.
That's
so
that's
I think that we're dovetailing with lots of really neat things that will make Constellation Work more comfortable for people who are looking for data and other explanations for what it is that we experience.
Yes, what's wonderful is science is meeting us where we already are. So the science of genome and Craig Venter, rather, he is the person who decoded his own genome, and he found that there was an epigenetic field around the DNA that will take him another 50 years. So there's energy. We're already working in that field for our listeners. The indigenous people were really already in that field to start with. And you could say the white man and the invaders didn't even understand with first peoples how they reacted to their ancestry in the seven generations before and seven generations after. They were really in tune with the great spirit, Wankantanka, if you're Lakota or whatever. And it's just wonderful that we are coming around through science to understand the indigenous mysteries that were understood by the ancients, whether it be Tibetan, Native American, African, that they've had, even the Aborigines of Australia, they've known it all along, and we're finally meeting them kind of in the middle.
Right. And I think that as I've been really fortunate to go to other places, I become aware that it's also, you know, very very deeply rooted in what we would consider Caucasian, such as Celtic tradition, and basically anywhere you go through Europe and Eastern Europe and Asia, you find that there are those roots of peoples that were very aware that somehow the first thing that I need to acknowledge if I'm someone that lives in honesty and that lives with the truth is who I come from.
Yes.
And I also love that in nature constellation, it sometimes becomes evident that another strength comes in acknowledging where I come from. And
mm-hmm.
so particularly for Americans and people who have who are descended of immigrants, which on my father's side, I've descended from immigrant peoples. And so I think that one of the beautiful things is that we find that we have spent a lot of time, I love in different opportunities I've had to hear you speak or some of the things that I've read that you've written, where you talk very, very easily about the thing that we realize in constellation work, which is that we really have developed a lot of disciplines to look at spending a lot of time on what we don't like and what we think went wrong and what we cannot change but wish we could. And so
yeah.
in constellation work that we're really looking at what is true and finding that those things actually really stabilize us and give us a lot of strength to go forward. And also perhaps when you mentioned things like epigenetics, perhaps even a greater physical sense of well-being. So
yes,
we don't have as many stressors. We don't have to use the energy to maintain secrets or pretense.
Right, exactly.
Able to really include the whole of the truth and feel that we're strong because this is what's true. And so given that, I know that even when we talk about invasion by the Europeans, that is one particular type of genocide, but I think that part of being holistic and part of being truthful is really saying that it's not as though every peoples that existed in the United States and indigenous populations were completely idyllic and without any flaws, because it was
yes.
still human beings. So I think that I love that this work helps people to acknowledge
mm-hmm.
many of the atrocities that were committed in the United States. But I know that part of the whole truth is also knowing that that the human beings that were invaded were still human beings. And
yes,
so it's not as though, and I think that that's the thing about looking at really the entirety of Hellinger's work and looking at victims and perpetrators and knowing
yes.
that when you look really at the whole truth, there are very few human beings that who are actually completely innocent. And we spend a lot of effort and a lot of energy trying to maintain innocence. And
mm-hmm.
that, again, is kind of a struggle because at the core, we know that there's some place where that premise is flawed.
Yes, absolutely. And what's amazing to me, I was reading something on the Yamanamano tribe in, or one of the tribes in South America, and
mm-hmm.
about three or four generations ago, someone had just from the other family, kind of Hatfields and McCoys in the Amazon, someone was by fire, and they killed him by hitting him on the head with a rock. And
mm-hmm.
these two family tribes have been killing each other in the heart of the Amazon for the past 70 years. So it shows that even indigenous people are still human beings with the potentiality for victim and perpetrator energy. And if you look in the animal world, we tend not to judge it as harshly, but
mm-hmm.
it really is survival of the fittest, that somehow for one to live, someone may have to die, whether it's for food or whatever. So what I love about Hellinger's work and you're adding the indigenous aspect is we see the full cycle of life. And we try to not hold it in judgment, whether it's good or bad, right or wrong. So I always include the perpetrator energy because we didn't create the cycle of life, but we're at the effect of it.
Exactly.
And I think when we see that in the animal world, it kind of softens our judgment. One is good, one is bad, one is innocent, one is guilty.
Exactly. Well, and in writing this last book, Connecting to Our Ancestral Past, Healing Through Family Constellation Ceremony and Ritual, one of my hopes was that it might encourage a lot of other disciplines to begin to look in a systemic way and to begin to look at family constellation. So not just psychotherapists, but social workers and teachers, especially teachers, and people that are involved in other fields like physical medicine, massage therapists, and then, of course, also I really agree with a lot of people who have observed that many individuals, regardless of their career or their discipline, somebody who is a truck driver or someone who is an artist or someone who is a carpenter or a baker, any human being can basically look at a lot of the material around family constellation and just internally have a sense of the relevance of it. And that introducing ceremony and ritual, and it doesn't have to be so structured that one feels that they have to have, you know, a perfect, some sort of robe that they need to wear during the ceremony, but really so that it is just this internal reverence for whatever the truth is about my family system and my family destiny. And so one of my hopes is that with this book, it becomes, much like a lot of the work that you've done, that it becomes a tool that helps the whole concept of systemic thinking and inclusion become more accessible to people everywhere. And I know it's a challenge because particularly when we have in the United States the most litigious system in the world, we have a great number of industries that are created around isolating the perpetrator, litigating the perpetrator, financing, you know, the prison system. So many things that we do as a culture in the United States in particular are around ways of isolating, humiliating, separating the perpetrator.
Yes.
And so I think that one of the things about family constellation is that particularly for people who are in careers who have been assigned by society the duty of isolating the perpetrator and separating the perpetrator, those are people who are in the position to really make changes in families by finding a way that people can be accepted or encouraged if they're able to find a way in their heart to open to whatever destiny, whatever reality created that kind of, be it violence or whatever the behavior is that is injurious. And so so I think that we really face a challenge, maybe in the United States more in some ways than any place else in the world, particularly with the concept of inclusion. We just really have a little bit of extra work to do because we're so socially wired to exclude at so many levels. But I think that this work is really so exciting because it encourages the soul to do what the soul knows is possible.
Exactly. And that's where the deep healing takes place. And I just want our listeners to know, it's not that we're endorsing incest, murder, rapists, or anything like that. It's where Bert includes them, it's like in the destiny and the fate of the client. And rather than the old phrase, what we resist persists, if we include that energy in the field that led us in our lifetime to have this experience, well, we don't have to forgive the person. We just have to accept that it happened, honor that it happened in a way so we can turn away and be free of it.
Exactly, exactly. And particularly when it's a family member and we notice that there are these generational patterns and these transgenerational stressors, and that in this work it becomes possible, if the mother or the father were aggressive, to actually look and see who were they as a child. What happened with their parents? And I think that you've probably seen the same thing. When one is able, actually in a visible way, to see the type of energy that an abusive parent endured from their own parents, there are times that I have seen people really have incredible empathy. It doesn't minimize the terrible experience that they had, and you're absolutely right about that. But what happens is their soul is able to consider a different paradigm. That I love when Angwin Sinjust talks about that there is, and I'm paraphrasing, so I hope it's okay that I paraphrase.
Yes, absolutely. She was my guest a couple of weeks ago, so yes, of course.
Oh, I loved that program, by the way. I really loved it. And I really love the way that she speaks about how when we're looking in a transgenerational way, when we're looking at multiple generations, and where was really the seed of this aggression, or where was the seed of this imbalance, that we're able in a way not to be as alone in our experience. The situation of being completely isolated and a lone victim, entirely alone in my experience, is not there.
Mm-hmm.
We really are able to experience something in a more holistic way and in a communal way to really see this was painful, but I am a part of something. And then what's profound is in a constellation, when that whole system is acknowledged, it becomes really clear that we don't understand exactly why, but there seems to actually be a shift in the system. So
absolutely.
Well, that you have anecdotal information coming back from people saying something actually changed in their family after they did a constellation?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just am astounded by that part of it.
Yeah, I was working on severe sexual abuse of someone in New Zealand. Now, this is doing distance work. They weren't on the premises in Los Angeles. This was distance. And
mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, the client was working on that she was given to her grandfather by her mother, all three sisters, to be used as sexual, pubescent, prepubescent sexual concubines, so to speak. Now, ironically, after the work was done, she felt a huge weight was lifted off her shoulders. And 2 weeks later, she got a call from her mother in Texas, who did not know the constellation was done, admitting that she had set it up. It was her responsibility. And she took possession of her adult responsibility 50 years later to her daughter, who just did a constellation, and the mother doesn't even know what a constellation is. So we're talking about 12,000 miles of no time boundary that in the soul of that mother, she found responsibility, and the daughter could let it be with her rather than carrying the suffering for the mother and the whole family and the grandfather.
Right. Well, and that's what I tell people. I've shared with so many people and heard something similar. Constellation work is so beautiful because it accesses this knowing field, this place of innate wisdom or whatever the terminology is, this kind of knowing that we really all carry and that we really are all connected to. Because it accesses that, sometimes the verbiage is pure poetry. When an individual who's never done a constellation is speaking as a representative, sometimes the way they phrase things, to me, it is really remarkable. It, it's it comes through in a way that I've never quite heard before. And
yes,
sometimes when you see the structure of a constellation and the structure of the resolution, it looks like the most amazing sculpture you'll ever have the opportunity to see. But what really compels me is just what you described, that there is, in addition to those lovely things, something about this that actually works. And
yes,
I think I'm very excited that there are a number of people that are in psychotherapy who have done incredible work for a lifetime and have often felt that there were times that there was something missing, that they had a client who was really giving it their all, that they were really giving it everything they knew, and it was as though something was stuck. And when they began to implement these transgenerational concepts and constellation work, whether it's individually or pulling together groups of clients or referring them to workshops, they really see, and many individuals that have been in psychotherapy for a long time and very committed to their own healing, find that sometimes this is the missing piece. I certainly don't think that it's the be-all and end-all for every person. I think that that I'm a little suspicious when anything is presented as, you know, 1,000% the only cure for every person.
Absolutely.
That scares me a little bit. But
yeah, I tell people all roads lead to Rome, and if you mix constellations with psychotherapy or psychodrama and just an add-on, it's whatever brings the client to the fullest amount of consciousness that works for them is the best route for them. But I really think constellations in any way, shape, or form is a tremendous adjunct to see the larger picture. I had one client who's been in psychotherapy. She's 70 years old in psychotherapy for 50 years over incest in her family system, and we're blaming her father hating men. And the minute her constellation showed the child move to the father to protect the mother, to serve the mother, all her 50 years of psychotherapy went out the window in a nanosecond, and she has blossomed into a radiant, happy, balanced person who no longer, she sees it was a triangle, and that there were three players, not just her being victimized by the father. And
right.
It was, everyone in the group says, oh my God, have you seen the light in this 70-year-old woman since her constellation?
Right.
So it shows powerful it is to include. She was excluding her father for 50 years. Now we included him and the mother's duplicity, and she's leaving it with them. And this weight is off her at 72 years old, and her face, she, it looks like she had a facelift. You just see the light her now.
That did happen to one person. It sounds so funny that I don't know if I should share it, but one person had gone to a constellation event where it was over an extended period of time, and when she went home, her best friend was a bit upset for quite a while because she thought that that the gal had gotten a facelift and wasn't telling her. And it was because she had carried such a burden and did a constellation and had really a very profound paradigm shift. So I think that that's maybe one of the things that's so powerful. And maybe that's a part of it that I do consider somewhat connected to Indigenous roots. And it is that part of the work that acknowledges that there is something bigger than us. There's something bigger than my concept or my image or my control over what everything that will happen in my life. I think that in Indigenous tradition, in many spiritual traditions, there is this awareness that and a bowing to and a comfort in knowing that, yes, we're wonderful, we're wired for sound, we're intellectual beings, and we have all kinds of capacity, but there really are times, and I'm so grateful that Hellinger's work leaves a place for destiny, that there are those times that there is a particular destiny, as is often described, where I was born, who I was born to, what ethnicity I was born into. Those things, whether I was born sighted or not, have the capacity to walk or not. All of those things are beyond my control. And if I find a place where I can bow to that and know that there are bigger hands and a greater source or whatever that is, then I can really begin to fully live my life.
Excellent.
And so I just love that constellation work in a way is a ceremony that incorporates that and honors.
We have 10 seconds. This has been Francesca Mason Boring. Her new book is Connecting to Our Ancestral Past and Healing Through Family Constellations, Ceremony, and Ritual.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Absolutely.